So, Richard, bit of heartbreak at the end, but how pleased are you with the point overall?
Yeah, I think you'd have took a point before the start of the game, wouldn't you? It's a tough place to come. Always has been, always will be a tough place to come. Like I just said to Jamie, if the referee puts 3 minutes on, we win the game, don't we? But we didn't. It's 4 minutes. We should have seen it out. We didn't see out, and I think the last two minutes for me were the. We just didn't play in the last 2 minutes like we had done for the whole of the game. We controlled the game. We were the best team by far, and you know we've played a team here that again we've played them at home and they played a 4-5-1 against us. You know they did it at home as well, but to play, I think that just shows how high regard they hold us in the fact that you know there's a little bit fearful, and they've actually gone 4-5-1. At the end we've tried to contain them a little bit because. Fullbacks are getting forward against us, and you have to try and do something about it. But we just got a punch on the nose at the end.
It shows parallels in a way there to Braintree a few days ago, the way you were so solid at the back. How much did that encourage you again, overall?
It is encouraging. It's even encouraging even more that we had a chance to work on it. Because, like, you know, again, in an ideal world, we wouldn't have played. An ideal world, really wouldn't have played. But we're not in an ideal world at football. So, you know, but. We've looked strong, and I thought the performance today again was quite assured, quite efficient.
How pleased are you with your recent form? Because building up a little bit of an unbeaten run now, aren't you?
Yeah, but I think you have to do that, don't you? You have to try and go unbeaten for a period of time. All we can keep doing is going out there trying to win football matches, and we try to win a football match again today. You know, even to the point that we've gone 1-0 up. I've had to try and contain their fullbacks a little bit, getting forward. We've tried to, I wouldn't say hang on, but we've tried to play the game right. We've tried to keep us 1-0 lead, which we had a chance there to go 2-0 up. Like I say, the last 2 minutes we just weren't as efficient, you know. So be it. You know, this is it. But before the game, yeah, you turn around and take a point. People are going to turn around now and say. There's going to be a few people that are not particularly happy because we've been done in the last minute. Now we know what it feels like now, don't we? Because we've done it to enough teams ourselves, you know. I keep saying you, game lasts for 95 minutes, 98 minutes. You have that amount of time to score a goal. We just didn't defend well enough in the last little bit. Corner there. You know, we've had the ball in the corner. We could have kept it in the corner there. Before that, the ball's going to cross the goal. Bit more efficiency. Yemi might have scored here, he might have set Fleetwood up. You turn it up. I actually thought at the time when we missed that chance, you know, it might come back to bite us. And we just didn't stand on the ball for the free kick. It's football's tough.
But looking at the whole picture, you picked up a lot of points on your travels. Must be nice now to have a few games at the Silver Lake next 5 games.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it? I'm going to have to get my sat nav out and find out how to get there.
Yeah, lots of points to play for as well again, January. I mean, an awful lot of games coming up thick and fast.
Yeah, I mean, there was lots of games in December, weren't there? Yeah. I think we had one home game, didn't we? Or two home games out of 9. That's a tough month. That was the toughest I've had. But even playing home games, you know, just because we're all right with a home record, just at home, it doesn't mean to say that it's a foregone conclusion.
And just finally on to Altrincham on Sunday, you'll see. Good in a way, you've got 3 days to build on that and pick up on this point.
Have we got 3 days? Lads are tired, they're not going to do anything tomorrow. Training on Saturday, see what walking wounded we've got again, and then we're into the game on Sunday. So, is it 3 days? I think you can actually, to make it, to be perfectly honest, I've got about an hour. And that'll be at training.
Yeah. But obviously when you played them away from home, the 3-3, that was a real cracker. How much do you think you've come on since then?
We'll find out on, is it Sunday, I think? Yeah. Like everybody else, we lose track of days, don't we? I've said all along, I said right from the start of the season, that we would get better as the season goes on. We will have, like I've said before, we'll have a few hiccups, we'll have a few ups, we'll have a few downs. But we're a better team now than we were at the start of the season.